Zayinomet Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbe, it's 3 lines before it gets wide. Omar Rabbe Dvei Ravshila. Ki Osa Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yechanan. Ein Carmelus Pruso Me'al Bo'o. The Carmelus has to be 4 Tvachim wide. It's between 3 and 9 Tvachim in height. Because if it's 10 Tvachim and 4 Tvachim, then it's Shusa Yochid. If it's less than 4 Tvachim, it's a Mokum Tur. But a Carmelus has to be at least 4 Tvachim wide to attain the same Carmelus. And likewise, Rav Sheshes says that it's tefeses adasora. That means it's 10 tefachim tall. Now, Tosafot right away is going to ask, what do you mean it needs 10 tefachim? The Gemara is going to say, fact more, my tefeses adasora, ilay me diikam mechitza asora, who da have a karmelus? If it has a mechitza of 10 and also 4 wide, then it's a karmelus. Vi loy lo have a karmelus. Now, that obviously sounds like a shus hayochid. But the mere fact that it even needs a mechitza is a peladik azach. Fektoisis in the middle. Varayamu biko en la mechitzas. You're telling me mechitza is one of the requirements? And the Gemara is going to say it means less than 10. But since when is mechitza a requirement? Yam is a classic example of karmelus, and yam doesn't have any mechitzas. Biko doesn't have mechitzas, it's an open field. So some achronim want to say in the yisoid of karmelus is really karmelus is something that's between Rishus Ram and Rishus HaYochid. So on the one hand, it has criteria similar to Rishus HaYochid, Mechitzas. On the other hand, it has criteria similar to Rishus Rabim. So the Yam obviously does not have Mechitzas. That's why it's Doimel Rishus Rabim in a way, karmelus. Other places have Mechitzas up until 10. It's going to be in Maskana. It's Doimel Rishus HaYochid. It's Taka in between. So when the Gemara is going to say, now Mechitzas, that's not Mehilchas Mechitzas like Rishus HaYochid needs. It's Mehilchas Mechitzas because similar to Rishus HaYochid, it has criteria, and similar to Rishus Rabim, it has certain criteria. But Akoponim, the Gemara says right away, if you're going to tell me it means Ad HaSora, the Ika Mechitza HaSora, who'd have a Kamlis, or Eloi, V'Eloi, lo have a Kamlis, V'om Rav, Gilom Rav, Chia, Ba Yosef, V'om Rav, Ba Yishem, B'toich HaSora. If let's say you have a home, and inside the home, it's a very low ceiling. That means the home is 9 Tvachim. 9 tvachim in height. V'kiruy of mashlim el asora. But if you would stand on the roof, then you would have 10, because the roof itself is a thickness of 1 tefach. So if you look on the outside of the house, it's 10 tvachim, because the walls with the roof is 10. Mashenken, inside of the house, it's only 9. Al gagoy mutalataltal bekuloy. On the roof, it's a shus hayochid, you're allowed to carry regular. Why? Because we say, good asik mechitzas, that the walls of the home get extended and go upward. The mechitzas of the walls of the home are imaginary, as if they continue going up on top of the roof. The roof doesn't have any mechitzas, but imaginary mechitzas are extended from the walls below. So we say, good asik mechitza, and you can carry on the roof. The mamash mukav asora because of the mechitzas below. Because below you do have 10. Because from the outside you have a wall of 10. And that is as if it extends all the way around the roof. So al gaga is a regular shusa yochim mutalatata mekuloi. Besoichoi, inside the house. The house is only 9 tfachim in cholol. Ein metatlon be elevat dalad amas. You can only carry dalad amas. Because it's like a karmelus. Because it's less than 10. It's a karmelus. Now, the mechitzas that we have for the gag are not going to help you for the inside. They're not connected one to another. Elamai. So we see clearly that it doesn't mean to fesar asora that asora makes it a karmelus. Here we see clearly that on the top of the roof it's a shusa yochid, and inside the home it's a karmelus. It can carry only dalad amas. Why? Because you don't have mechitzas asora. So how could you say one of the criteria is tefes al asora? Elamayvet tefes al asora, the ad yudu dava kamelus. It means until yud, it's a kamelus. The mechitzas of until 10 is a kamelus. Not 10. 10 is a shus yochid, but less than 10. And like we said, it doesn't mean that the yam needs a mechitza. Kamelus has in it also an aspect similar to shus yochid, just not 10. And it has aspects similar to shus rabim, like a yam. So I'll go upon him, ad yudu dava kamelus. Lemayle me yutvachim, loy have a kamelus. So we see clearly a karmelus is 4 in width, less than 10 in height, and a mokum p'tur would not have this dalat tvachim. But avad, if it's yud, then it's a shus yochid. V'chiho do omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinino, just like Rav Yehuda, like Shmuel told Rav Yehuda shinino, smart one, sharp one, losen shinun, loy tehave b'mile de shabato lemayla miyud. Do not discuss me about mile de shabato, things that are lemayla miyud. What does that mean? Do not discuss with me later have a mila shabbat and lemayla miyud. Lemay hilchsa. What does it mean? Don't discuss lemayla miyud. If you're coming to tell me that lemayla miyud don't discuss Hilchas Shabbos, but it's not negay meaning. Rishus Yochid is not lemaila miyud. We know behedin not like that. Rishus Yochid is oilad l'rakia. V'omer Rav Chizda noatz konam Rishus Yochid. We place a pole in a Rishus Yochid. V'zorak v'nochal gabov. And now you throw from Rishus Rabim onto the pole. Afilu gvoya me'ama chayev. If you throw from the Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid and it falls on the pole, even if the pole is Mea Am at all, it's considered Rishus Yochid because Rishus Yochid, it's in the Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid is Oilad Rakia. So it's called Rishus Yochid, Vizog Menachal Gabba, Filu Gavai Mea Am Achaim, Rishus Yochid, Oilad Rakia. So don't tell me that Hilchas Shabbos do not discuss above Yud because it's not relevant. It's very relevant. Rishus Yochid, Lamailam Yud is very relevant. Zog the Mahal Dav Zayinam at Beis. So what does it mean, Lamailam Yud is not relevant? Elo. The end of Rishus Rabim lemaila miyud. Rishus Rabim taka does not extend. Rishus Rabim is only until Yud Tvachim. If you hold your hand above Yud Tvachim in Rishus Rabim, it's not Rishus Rabim in the Raisa. Ela the end of Rishus Rabim lemaila miyud. For that, you don't need to tell me loy tahavim mila shabbato lemaila miyud. That's a Mishnah. The Gemara hot masnisani. That's a Mishnah. The Tanan hazoyig dalal amos bekoisel. If someone's zorig four amos in Rishus Rabim, now it doesn't land on the floor. It lands against the wall. So it depends. The Gemara says, "Where it lands? Lemaila miyud tvachim. If it's higher than 10 tvachim, we're talking about again the dveilish meino or tit, which sticks onto the wall, like we had yesterday with the levena. So here also, the dveilish meino or tit, something that sticks to the wall. So if it's lemaila miyud tvachim, so you didn't throw it onto the Rishus Rabim. On the side of the wall is not a makam mesuyim. So what makam is this? This is considered like the makam of the avir Rishus Rabim. So lemaila miyud tvachim kazog ba'avir." And it didn't land in the Makom Mesuyim, so we don't look at it as a area. It's a Makom Faker. The Ma'alam Yud is a Makom Tur. The Ma'alam Yud Tvachim Kizog Ba'avil. The Matim Yud Tvachim. If the Dveil Shemayna falls on the Koysel and the Shus Rabim after your Mavi Dalal Amis, Yizog Dalal Amis, below 10, meaning 10 and below, Kizog Ba'oretz, then it's considered that you threw it in the Oretz, and the Oretz is the Shus Rabim. Because on the side of the wall, it gets the din of the Rishus of what it's facing. It's facing below on the Rishus Rabim. Like we said with the Levena. On top of the Levena, so if it's a Makom Mesuyim, if it's wide 4, then it's a Kamlis. Less than 4, it's a Makom Ptur. The side of the Levena, it depends whatever is below. So over here also, here it's totally in 10. Below 10, it's Rishus Rabim. Above 10, it's not Rishus Rabim. So we see clearly Rishus Rabim is not Oil Adler Rakia. El also can't be that this din of Yud is not relevant for Rishus Rabim. That's a Mishnah. It's not negated to Rishus Yochid because it's not true. Rishus Yochid is Oil Adler Rakia. Elo HaKamelis. We see clearly that Kamelis stops by 10. There ain't Kamelis the Ma'alim Yud. So what's this gather of Kamelis? Zog Gemara, V'akilu B'Rabbonon Mikul Rishus Yochid and Mikul Rishus Rabim. It has the aspects, the Kulis of Rishus Yochid and the Kulis of Rishus Rabim. Meaning, Mikul Rishus Yochid, the Ikam Makam Alba, if it has 4 Tvachim in width, who to have a Kamelis, then it's a Kamelis. V'loi Makam Ptur B'Almahu. Just like Rishus Yochid needs 4 Tvachim, so too a Kamelis needs 4. And if it doesn't have 4, it's a Makom Ptur. So it's a Kula Rishus Yochid. Umikul Rishus Rabim. What's a Kula Rishus Rabim? The Ad Yud Tvachim would have a Kamelis. Kamelis is only until Yud Tvachim. Lemailim Yud Tvachim, loy have a Kamelis. More than Yud Tvachim, it's not a Kamelis. Because after, just like we said by Rishus Rabim, it's not a Rishus Rabim Lemailim Yud. Unlike Rishus Yochid, which extends to the Rekia. A Kamelis is only Ad Yud Tvachim. And lemaila miyud, it's not a kamelis anymore. Now, lemoshel, if you let's say look at the Shulchan Aruch says, if you let's say look at the yam is an example, a classic example of kamelis. Where do you start the counting of the yutvachim? So do you start from the kakoyis hayam, from the floor of the ocean, or do you start from the svas hayam, from where the water is on the top? So in Shulchan Aruch, clearly in Shin Mem Hei, Yud Ches says clearly that you measure the kamelis by the yam from the top of the yam and not from the kak of the yam. But a couple of them, you have 10 tvachim from there to be considered kamelis, and above that, it's not a kamelis. Sok de Gemara, the two dots, 10 lines from the top, Zayinam at Beis, Gufo. Omagav Gil, Omagav Chir, by Yosef, Omagav. Bayesh ain't toicha yud. The Brisa we said before, a house that in the inside it's not yud tvachim, the cholol, it's only 9 tvachim. Vikiruyo mashlim ala asara. And the ceiling is a tefach in width. So on top of the roof, you have 10 tvachim below of wall, if you count the thickness of the roof. So kiruyu mashim al yud. So al gaga on the roof, mutalatalta bekuloi, you'll have to carry on the roof. However, besoicha, in the house, eim etalta me elam dalanamis. You can only carry dalanamis. Why? It's like any Carmelis. A Carmelis, Midrabonon, they said, treat it that you can't go more than Dalaramis because you're not in a place that you're allowed to Midrabonon, you're not allowed to carry there. Or to Rishus Rabim. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abaya, V'im chokak by Dalal Adalad. If, let's say, you took a shovel and you digged in the middle of your living room, Dalal Adalad of a tefach in depth. So right now, inside the home might be 20 feet, 20 amas in width. That doesn't make a difference. I go in the middle of the home, and under my dining room table, I shovel a depth of a tefach. And now I'm mashlim be'etzim, this 10 tefachim inside the home, in height. Where? If you'd stand in that ditch that you just dug a tefach below, even though the rest of the home, or next to the walls, it's bechlala yutfachim. But in the middle of the home, it's yutfachim. Mutal atalta bekuloi. Now you're ready a lot of carry in the whole home. My timer, what's the reason? Have a choyre reshus ayochid. Because right now, we look at it, that the rest of the home, even though it's 9 tefachim, is like a hole of the reshus ayochid. Reshus ayochid is dalal al dalad, and you're in the middle of the center of the home. And the rest of the home is considered like the choyre, the whole extension of the reshus ayochid. The choyre reshus ayochid, domi. And the choyre reshus ayochid is like reshus ayochid. Now, before we get to the machloikas of Chayr Shus Yochim, which is the Gemara's Hemshech, there's a gewaldige, very lomdische tesis over here on the top tesis. Vim choka by dalal adalat. Very yisoidistic. Zog tesis. V'koshel riva, ma'ish no misuka deyne gvoya yud. The halacha is, we know by suka. If you don't have 10 tefachim in the tefanois, the omen fair kamer the suka choka bala shlimel yud. If you did make a hole inside the middle of the suka in order to create the depth, another tefach, to be ma'ish no yud. So it depends where you make it. If the depth that you created inside is within Gimel Tvachim, which is loved of the walls of the Tfanois, so then it's good. But if it's more than that, it's more than 3 Tvachim removed from the walls, Paisula. So it's possible. So over here we don't say, should say, criteria that it has to be within Gimel of the walls. Here we don't say in the Gemara anywhere that the chakak has to be next to the walls as long as you create it in the middle anywhere. Bombekasha. V'tiritz, the shiny hosam gabi sukkah, the be'ina shiye mechitza is smuchz l'schach. By sukkah it's a andere din. There's a din of mechitzas and there's a din of mechitza smuchz l'schach. By sukkah you have to have the mechitza has to be smuchz to the schach. Without mechitza smuchz to the schach, you don't see tfanos or mechitza of sukkah over here. So you have to have samach l'schach. So within Gimel is loved. The alfinu hosam mechitzas besukas besukas besukas. Karamino hosam hirka sichu min atfanis. Just like if the schach is removed from the walls, psula. So over here it has to be samach l'tfanis. V'lochi b'inu shepochas mi Gimel. It has to be within Gimel. The tzach l'tzaref ha'gidud shel chakak. You have to mitzaref the gidud of the chakak, the depth that you created, the one tefach l'mechitzas of the mechitzas, the tfanis that are 9. How do you mitzaref them? Only if they're within Gimel. There's a din tfanois that you can only create if it's within Gimel. Because it has to be somach l'schach. Shekeneged ha-nekev. Ve'afgav now. Tertes ha-kasha, this whole yisoid is v'choy nistar from the din of doif and akuma. Ve'afgav the doif and akuma machsheres ha-dal ha-ramis. You're allowed to have an air conditioner. You're allowed to have something in the corner of your sukkah. Even if it's less than, as long as it's less than dal ha-ramis. You can't sit under it. You can't sleep under it. But as long as it's a doif rakuma, we look as if the wall imaginary goes on a slant and skips over the air conditioner. So you don't have to have schach smuchel tfanois. You can have until dalal amas of posel schach. So because doif rakuma, so why do you need mechitzas smuchel schach? That's because you have mechitzas. When you have mechitzas ma'al yisof 10 tvachim, you have tfanos, then you can say doifen akuma. First you have to have doifen, then you can say doifen akuma. But if you don't have doifen, if you only have 9 plus 1 of the chakak, then it has to be within Gimel of Lovet to create a doifen. There's a big difference between having doifen and saying doifen akuma or not having doifen yet. Then it has to be samach l'schach. That's all over there. Aval hocha mashekin arsugi chokak dalal dalad. It could be in the midst of the home, in the middle of the dining room. Aval hocha de l'shavi mechitza. Over here to shafa mechitza. Bepochus migimel mitztaref hagidud ima mechitzas. Aval hocha de l'shavi mechitza. Over here to shafa mechitza. not Hocha, not by our sugya. Hocha back by Sukkah, Lafuki Doif Nakuma. Aval Hocha de Lashavi Mechitza Pachs Megimel. If you want it now, Shafa Mechitza, so it's only the Shafa Mechitza for Sukkah, meaning Tfanois, only if it's Pachs Megimel. Mitzdarif Hagidir Machitzas. Tavas Somach Litzrach, Tfela Mitzdarif. Of a Zoktais, there's a lomdish difference between Sukkah and Hilchah Shabbos. By Sukkah, you have to create the Doifin Somach Litzrach, and that's only within Gimel. Here, you don't need that. Here, you have to create Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid is a Mokum Diyurin. As long as you have a Mokum Diyurin in the middle of the home, that's ready enough that you now have Mechitzas, even if they're far removed, more than Gimel Tvachim away. As I stated in Tosis. Now, so Tosis holds, Tosis not saying anything that we're talking about now, that the outside has 10 on its own. We're not talking about the outside has 10 on its own. Meaning with the ceiling. Even without the kiguyov, be'etzem, the gabbit didn't serif. You can have one in the center of the home and nine on the outside of the home. It's mitzurif, even though it's three removed. Now, Rishonim explained, the Rosh and other Rishonim explained that by Shabbos, the vart is, you have to have a mokum shomer mibachutz. What's the whole vart? What makes something Rishus HaYochid versus Rishus Rabim? The hiluch of the Rabim gets stopped. They cannot go any further. Stop. So that's what is sufficient, as long as from the outside now, as long as you have a mokum that's meshumer, that's menea de hiluch rabim, so then even if you have the tziruf of this mechitza yoisa megimel, as long as you have in the inside a ditch that you dug, and the outside the tziruf, then be'etzim. Because that already prevents the rabim from entering. And you won't need the kiruya from the outside to have this din of yud. You can have a tziruf from the inside. Mashiach and Sukkah, it's a different din. Sukkah is not a din. Sukkah is a din that you have to have tfanois. Tfanois is only some l'schach. Over here, it's a din in mechitzas. Mechitzas, to stop hiluch rabim, it will be sufficient. And in lomdus is a difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. By Sukkah, we don't find anywhere to us a pesach and shaf a din doifen. Mashiach and by Shabbos, it can shaf mechitzah. That's the pashas, the lomdus. One is the din tfanois and one is the din mechitzas. The Tosis Shonim over here on the side gives another teretz. The Hocha Yesh Mechitzas Gevoyas Mibachutz. Tosis Shonim is going now back in our sugi that Be'etzim you have Yud if you count the Kiruyov. Tosis wasn't going with that. Tosis was going Be'etzim you can mitzarev achkak with the outside and you don't need B'tach Yimel. Zach Tosis Shonim, 1 second, over here it's damn different. The Hocha Yesh Mechitzas Gevoyas Mibachutz. From the outside you have Mechitzas if you count the Kiruyov. You Be'etzim don't have to mitzarev the inside what you dug with the outside, because the outside has 10. Ela the ain ave yud, but the inside you don't have a mokum diyugin of yud. You don't have 4x4 of yud in depth. Ukshechokak dika ave yud b'mokum echod. Once you dug, you have ave yud b'mokum echod. Have a reshus yochid. That already makes it a reshus yochid. Aval besukah tzorich letzarev agidud ubiyoyisem gimel lo mitzarev. Tosis Shonim says sukkah is different. Sukkah you have to be mitzarev the gidud with the mechitz with the chak, because you don't have yud be'etzim. Mashiach over here, you have yud on the outside. We said kiguy mashlim al asoga. Nor vos se felt in the yurin, because the mice you don't have a chol of 10. So that it's enough if you mitzarif anywhere in the home, even if it's not b'tach gimel of the mechitzes. So shteit on Tosis Shonim, there's two dinim, two separate dinim. There's a din that you shafik the yurin, and that's asoga mebifnim, even if it's removed gimel. And there's a din mechitza. The mechitza you take a half from the outside. Just is felt in Mokum Rishus HaYochid, the Yurin. So you have the Yurin by creating in the middle of a ditch, in the center. So that's the big enough community between Tosis and Tosis Shonim, if you need the Asorah on the outside, Be'etzim, or Be'etzim and Mitzarefid, because it's not like Sukkah where it's a din Tfanois, it's a din in Mechitzas that's Mafrid, that stops the Hiluch HaRabim. Very lomdish Tosis. Zok Tumal Vaita. So we answered that if you dug in the middle, it's not worse than Chor Rishus HaYochid. Zok Tumal Vaita. My time, a reason why you're carrying the whole home, the rest of the home is chayr reshus yochid. My time, I have chayr reshus yochid. V'chayr reshus hayochid, reshus yochid domi. The itmar, we found a braisa that says chayr reshus yochid, reshus yochid domi. The holes of the reshus yochid are like reshus hayochid. Chayr reshus rabim. That means, what does that mean? Does it mean they have to have dalal dalat in the chayr? We'll see in a second. But Tosis discusses it. But akoponim. The chayrish is yochid like rishus yochid. So the rest of the home is like chayrish is yochid. However, chayrish is rabim. If you have rishus rabim that has chayrim that people can put stuff in there, abayo it's machloikus. Abayo because rishus rabim domi it's like rishus rabim. Rova I'm alive because rishus rabim domi. Now, even though Chorishus Yochid, Rava agrees, is Kishus Yochid. By Chorishus Rabim, he says Lav Kishus Rabim. And there's a Pirush Kadmon that's printed in the Frankel Rambam. Over there, he brings a Pirush Kadmon Mitzrayim, that the difference is that Chorishus Rabim is Lav Kishus Rabim, even if Chorishus Yochid is Yes Kishus Yochid, because B'nei Rishus Yochid are Matzniah in the Chorim. They do that. It's safe. Mashenka b'nei Rishus Rabim are not matzni in Chorim because it's a makam rabim. They don't want to be matzni and it'll be stolen. So that's why he holds Chorishus Rabim Lavakishus Rabim, but Chorishus Yochid is yes a makam of atzna. So that's why it would work. Now, obviously, we're talking about that it's Lavakishus Rabim, it's not B'Torch Gimel, because B'Torch Gimel it's automatically lover to the karka. And it's not above Yud because that's not Rishus Rabim. It's talking about being Gimel Yud. Zog the Gemara. Now, be'etzem the din of Chorishus Yochid, Kishus Yochid, Rishus HaYochid, one of the criteria of Rishus HaYochid, it has to be Dalit. It has to be a makam of Dalit. It has to be Dalit HaDalit. So, Reb Chaim Halevi Taka says, I mean, it's really Machlokes V'Shoinim, that do you need to have that this Chor should be Rishus Dalit or not? So Reb Chaim says that Avadah has to be Dalit. Like any time you have to have Rishus Yochid and Hilchos Shabbos, it has to be Dalit. The Maaseh, the Chazanish and Gulyonis, he says that no. That in order to be Meniach, when you place something within Hanocha, then it has to be Munach and Amokam Dalit. But within Rishus Yochid, it can be Bottled to Rishus Yochid, even if it's not Amokam Dalit or Dalit. Omele Rov El Abaye, so Rov, that argues an Abaye that said that Chor Rishus Rabim. Is Lav Kishus Rabim, Ledidoch Amit Chorishus Rabim, Kishus Rabim, according to you, that Chorishus Rabim is Yes Kishus Rabim, Maishnam Horichos Rabdim, Yom Rabbi Yechonon, Lenitzchel Keren Zoviz Asmuchlishus Rabim. We had before Keren Zoviz Asmuchlishus Rabim, if one of the homes is not parallel and built architecturally straight like the other homes, it's more inward. So we said that area in front of the home, we said, is a din of a Carmelis. Now, according to you, Chorishus Rabim is Kishus Rabim. So why Keren Zoviz Asmuch L'Rishus Rabim is considered a Karmelis? That's one of the cases of Karmelis. We said that Karmelis coming to include even this case of Keren Zoviz Asmuch L'Rishus Rabim. According to you, every home that you consider now that it's built inward and this area that is not so comfortable to go, we call it a Karmelis. It's not worse than Chorishus Rabim. According to you, Chorishus Rabim, Kishus Rabim. Zog the Gemara, V'techav Chorishus Rabim. Answer the Gemara, no. Hasel Menich Tashmishte. It's not a comfortable way to travel and to walk in that area. Hocha nicha tashmishtei. Chorishus Rabim is yes nicha. Zog di gomor tenan. So Tosfos says there's really three gedorim. This tzidir Rishus Rabim, this keren zoviz asmuch Rishus Rabim, and this chorishus Rabim. And each one has a more of a nicha tashmishtei. Zog di gomor tenan. Now zog dal adamas b'koysel. We learned if you throw dal adamas in the koysel. Lemayla miyud this, if you throw it above yud kezoig ba'avetz, adal Rishus Rabim. Lemata miyud tvachim kezoig ba'ogetz. V'avim ba'we ask the kasha, my kezoig ba'ogetz, v'oloi nach. How's it Zoyk Baritz? It didn't land anywhere. V'om Rabbi Yechon B'dveil Hashemene, it's talking about a fig that sticks to the wall. B'dveil Hashemene Shonu, V'yisakadayt Chen, if you hold Chor Rishus Rabim Kishus Rabim Domi, if the holes of Rishus Rabim like Rishus Rabim like Abaye said, so lo me li l'ukme B'dveil Hashemene, why if there's that sign B'dveil Hashemene? L'ukme B'tzror, say we're talking about a regular pebble, V'chefetz V'denoch B'chor. If Chor Rishus Rabim like Rishus Rabim, so just say there's a little hole in the wall and it lands in the hole. If Chorishus Rabim, Kishus Rabim, why do you have to say Dvei L'Shmeina, Eichat Timtza? Just say it lands in the hole. Chorishus Rabim, Kishus Rabim. Zog the Mar Tutaruzim. Zim ne Meshan Leishani Tzor V'chepetz de Mehadil V'Ossi. A pebble is going to fall right back. It's not going to land in the hole. No one's going to have a perfect aim and it's going to stay there. It's going to bounce right back. Zim ne Meshan Lei. The Kois of the Lesbichar. Talking about the Kois, it doesn't have a hole. So we said Dvei L'Shmeina. Zog Mar Mimai Midiktoni Reisha. It says in the Reisha over there. Zorak lemailo miyutvachim kezorik ba'avil. If you throw lemailo yud, that's not Rishus Rabim. It's like zorik and avir. V'yisak datcha because of this bechor. And if we're talking about a koysel has a chor, amay kezorik ba'avir. So why is it considered zorik ba'avir? Hanoch bechor. After all, it fell into the chor, so it should be considered a Rishus HaYochid. Because lemailo miyud, it should be considered Rishus HaYochid. Zog Rashi, Amai Kazog Ba'avir, Ha'avale Mishus Ram Rishus HaYochid, Da'avale Gavoye Yud Rishus La'atzmoy. Now, does it say anywhere over here that it's Dalit? You have to assume that it's Dalit, because for Hanochi you need a Mokam Dalit. But Akoponim, so Tais is going to say it's Mefulish to the other side, and the other side, Taka, has a Rishus HaYochid, so it extends. So Akoponim, why do we say, Lemailam Yud Kazog Ba'avir? if it has a char, I'll prove you that it doesn't have a char. Because if it has a char, so why is it zog ba'ar? And it's like it's dalad because of the mefulish on the other side. V'chite masnis and the less with dalad dalad. Elam, are you going to say that it doesn't have dalad dalad? V'om gavidom gavchia zog lemaylam yud tvachim v'alcha v'nocha b'char kol shehu bonon lemachlekes meivra bonon. Meaning, even if it doesn't have physically dalad dalad, only an area that you can open and extend chaykekin. There's a halachim mezuzah. If you have an area that is not yud tvachim tall and not dalad tvachim wide, only in the bottom, it's like an arch. So Meir says you can imagine as if you open up the wall. You knock open the wall. You chisel it away. So lemaisa, even in the whole area of yud, it's as if you have dalad wide. So zogt gemara, even if you don't have dalad dalad physically, it's a machlokes main rabbonon. The Meir is of a chaykin lahashlim. When it comes to the mezuzah, you can be mashlim an arch as if it's 4 in width all the way up to 10, even though it's not really 4 in width, only below. It's choykin. You see, you chisel it away, that the wall imaginary. So the fact that it doesn't say this case, that it's nocha b'char, and it, why is it kazorik b'avir? If it's nocha b'char, then it should be kazorik b'rishus ha-yochid. Must be when they're talking about where there's no char. So it must be. So the Gemara gave two terutzim. Zimna Meshani lay that the bounce right back off the wall. So that's where Dvela Shmeina. Even though Chorish is Rabim, Keshus Rabim, Loilam. And Zimna Meshani lay that we're not talking about a Chor. There is no Chor. Varaya, Lamayla Meyud, Ikzog Ba'avir. If there's a Chor, then it als Choykekin, it should be considered that it fell into Shusay Yochid. So to Raya, that we're talking about a case where there is no Chor. Legabi the etzim din of chayr reshus hayochid kreshus hayochid domi, so there's really a machlokes v'shoinim. Tosef has mevurer that in order for it to be a shem reshus hayochid, it has to have dalat tvachim. It needs a shear of dalat tvachim. And like I said, Reb Chaim Halevi in Sefer, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudalet explains that the yesoda dove is that like every reshus hayochid behilchos Shabbos needs to have a shear of dalat. So at the end of the day, you have to create a shear dalet. Are they mefulish? Are they choykin? But at the end of the day, you need a shear dalet. The Chazanish and Gliyoyna says, and that's really the Rashba, because the Rashba here says that you don't need a makam dalet. Even if the chor doesn't have a din dalet tvachim. Choykin reshus hayochid kreshus hayochid domi, it's toffel to the reshus hayochid. The reshus hayochid has a shear dalet. And the chorim are toffel to that reshus. Zok the Chazanish, even if you need a shear dalet, that's only for the meniach, for the maisa hanocha. But for the shem reshus hayochid, it would taka be sufficient even if it doesn't have a shear dalet. Because the chalois shem reshus hayochid is because it's tuffel to the real reshus hayochid. And that is irrelevant if the chor itself has a shear of dalet. The halacha we taka paskin chor reshus hayochid kreshus hayochid in Shin Mem Hei, and the mishabur over there brings a different shittas if it needs a shear dalet or not. We'll stop over here by the two dots on the bottom of the Zayin Amud Beis.